This morning, China racing to control a rise in COVID-19 cases in Beijing, enforcing and expanding mass testing in 11 of its 16 districts. Lines snaking around the block with residents waiting to get swabbed. Authorities are cracking down, police restricting people's movements. They're stepping up their efforts to prevent a larger outbreak like the one in Shanghai. Shanghai has now been shut down for 5 weeks. For the city's 25 million people trapped in their homes, fences are put up where COVID cases have been confirmed to stop residents from leaving. Speaking to ABC News, one resident holed up in her apartment with her two children and parents since the beginning of March, a lack of access to readily available food forcing her to eat just one meal a day.
I'm angry, but I have no choice, actually. I have no power to use. I don't have any right to do something.
Those who do test positive are sent to an isolation facility like this one. Multiple people forced to share rooms, some in cramped and unsanitary conditions. But these strict measures, 2 years after the start of the outbreak, have broader implications. In Shanghai's port, cargo ships filled with trade goods from around the world are backed up, threatening the global supply chain once again.